The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What do you think of, well, A, baseball's decision to have 16 playoff teams, but also I think the more interesting thing that came out of this is the higher seeds get to pick who they're going to play in the playoffs.
I kind of think that whole concept is stupid, but, you know, okay. I don't like 16 teams. I get with the shortened season that it makes sense to try some different stuff, and they were already trying a bunch of stuff. But it also seems weird that you make that decision today. Frodo saying, I don't know why Fred's saying there isn't good guitar players these days. No, there are good ones. There's just not nearly as many as there were in the 80s, and it's not close. There's a handful now that you listen to, wow, that guy's really good. And you can throw your names out there, but I'll throw you out 30 guys who were better in the 80s. And I'm not saying you can't enjoy the guys you like.
I like Tom Morello.
Oh, Tom Morello's really good.
Like I said, and I like Gary Clark Jr. a lot, too.
I'm not saying there's not good ones. I'm just saying none of them are going to be as good as the best ones in the 80s. And that's the only thing I'm ever going to say, oh, it was better back in the 80s.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, hour number three in the final hour of the week for us. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in, 713-780-3776, or hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. Twitter at Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And you can watch us on the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/ESPN975. We've been over 100 the whole time on there.
Yeah,
which is pretty good. We didn't get to 300, which was the goal, but hey, that's all right. We appreciate everybody who's on there. And, a couple people on the text line wanting me to tell them where steak night is. Sorry, guys. It was at the right number last week. If a bunch more people start showing up, it'll be too crowded and we'll have to leave. So I'm going to be selfish about this. Sorry. I'm a jerk that way. I just found out, you know, you guys can find a place on your own. It's all good. Mott says, you think the state of Texas should suspend the tax day holiday this year, at least suspend it at brick-and-mortar stores?
Yes.
You know people lose their mind for a silly 8.25% yes. discount. Yeah, that there's absolutely 100% agree with you.
Bleacher Report or Bro Bible just tweeted out the Dr. Fauci pitch, if you want to see it.
Oh, okay. Really? Yeah.
It's a bit rough.
I don't know that I want to see it.
Bro Bible, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a really good site. By the way, for those of you who wonder where a lot of these weird stories come from, I mean they do a nice job. So
that was horrible. It's not quite.
That's just 2020.
Yeah, I got to look it back at Baba Booey's and 50 Cent's and see if those are.
I think 50 Cent was the worst.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
This is a candidate.
You know, that, I got to say,
that looks up there.
That looks like me throwing the ball to my dog right now. I'm not going to make too much fun of him for that. But might have held on just a little too long there. Just a bit outside. Holy bleep, he hit the mascot. Yeah. So,
Yeah, I mean, it's about as bad as Baba Booey. I think 50 Cent may be worse. They're all bad. I mean, that's embarrassing. At least it's, you know what? I would say at least there's no one there. You know when you type in 50 Cent on YouTube, the first thing that pops up is 50 Cent first pitch? So it's very famous. But, yeah, 50 Cent is the worst. But Dr. Fauci's is like, it's right there on that level. It's not way far off.
It's not pretty.
And like, at least with Fitty and Baba Booey, the ball went far enough. Like if it would have been on track, it would have gotten to the catcher. Fauci's like, I don't know if it was going to make it the whole way anyway. That's pretty bad. I don't know. If I were...
If it were, like, if the grass had been a little bit wetter, it probably wouldn't have made it past the foul line.
Yeah. Lamont tweeting that video of that. We were watching that yesterday. The lady in, who lights the car on fire and gets blasted, not knowing how gasoline works. You got to get... Listen, if you're going to burn your boyfriend's car, get diesel. It's a...
Or use a Molotov cocktail or something like that. Something you can throw from afar.
Yeah.
It's not like lighting a grill.
Yeah, or like a birthday candle. Like, there you go. No.
That's yeah. You know, this might be the line of the day from Stu the Body. He social distanced that ball from the catcher.
He did.
Oh, well played, sir. Well played. Oh, and then, so now we wait and see what Trump tweets about Fauci. He's gonna,
he has to.
He's going to, right?
But he better not, because what happens if his pitch is just as bad on the day he, like,
it won't be. His pitch will be tremendous.
The day he announces he's gonna do a first pitch, you want to go bash somebody else's first pitch? That's asking for it, man.
Somebody says, was he wearing a mask? There was a lot of action on that. Yes,
there was.
Yes, he was. Bunch of people asking your thoughts on the Tyson versus Roy Jones eight-round
exhibition. Yeah, we didn't get into that. Mm-hmm. I think it's silly, but obviously I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, it's got train wreck potential, but I actually think that one is... I'm kind of intrigued because Roy Jones, while he can't really fight anymore, at least has still been out there fighting pretty recently.
Yeah.
So he's got a recency edge. But, yeah, I admit I'm curious. I'll watch it. Eight-round exhibition. It won't go eight rounds, I'll tell you that. Because if it goes eight rounds, it's going to look like that Kimbo Slice match where they were both dying.
Yeah. Oh, God.
There's no way in hell that thing lasts eight rounds. I just promise you that much. I will bet the does not go the distance with every fiber of my being. But yeah, I'll watch. I mean, so it looks like we're actually about to have a baseball game here.
A baseball sports match.
Yeah.
Aaron Hicks, the first batter of the season. How exciting. Let's live wager. What will the first pitch be, a ball or a strike?
It's going to be...
I hope it's closer than Fauci's. I'm going to go with a strike.
I'll go ball.
What's strike paying?
Minus 120? Minus 120 for strike.
Even money on ball.
Yeah, I'll take ball. I like even money balls.
Okay.
So...
Aaron, who are you down with?
I'm going strike. I was going to price strike at minus 125, though. So.
Okay. No, okay, so you're willing to give up a little more for it. And
now what's contact? Do we consider contact a strike?
Yeah, it's a strike if it's
okay.
Ooh, Fred Wittens.
Yes. Fred Payne.
Yes.
Oh, that was a late strike. Oh, you got to throw the ball out of here.
What happened?
Are they throwing to get rid of the ball
after every maybe because it's the first pitch.
What the hell is that?
The first pitch of the season. They're probably like
they're going to save the ball.
Save the ball, yeah.
Save the ball, not the strike.
That's right. Oh, Fred, you're a genius.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You know,
just liked the extra juice?
Well, you know, I really looked at it.
Well, this ump zone is horrible. That's part of the problem.
Well, I mean, yeah, honestly, I think both of those were strikes.
Like, let's tighten it up here, Blue.
But I think when you look at all the analysis, AJ, and with the fits and starts, I just feel like pitchers are going to be behind coming in. Now, that was a ball, and he called it a strike. I feel like pitchers are going to be a little bit behind, and so he's a little nervous, especially after seeing what Fauci did. I think ball was an easy call.
Okay.
That's my analysis. It was just I wanted to do whatever you didn't. Oh, man. Did you guys see the video of the Karen that peed herself in the Verizon store when told to put on a mask?
No. She actually urinated in her pants?
I think she did. I saw the story. I didn't want to see the video. I'm not really interested in seeing women pee on themselves unless I'm paying for it in porn. But yeah. So he says, oh, yeah, because it's such a memorable season.
Well, let's
see how it turns out. Here's your first out, a little weak grounder. So Turn up the sound. I swear I just heard some trash can banging. I think that's another advantage for the Astros this year, is they're not going to have to, because a lot of these guys are fragile, and if you have to hear that over and over and over again, then at some point it's going to get in your head.
No, you're right.
And so I think they're going to be fine. I'm more concerned about the loss of Jeff Luhnow when you get to the trade deadline, because his ability to find guys, and really this offseason, you didn't have him out there getting these guys who were barred. Like, they paid nothing for Wade Miley, and you got three quarters of a really good season out of that guy.
That's true.
And he was good at finding people like that. So, you know, that I'm worried about, because if you do, let's say that your rotation does become a problem, and let's say Greinke doesn't pitch well. I mean, you could have a season where Verlander or Greinke doesn't pitch well. We're just kind of I'm kind of just counting on. But let's say McCullers doesn't work out, and none of these other guys work out, and you've got to go get a couple guys. Are they going to be able to do it? Is Jim Crane going to let them do it? If it's a high dollar guy,
I can't stop watching this first pitch. If you knew you were throwing out the first pitch, wouldn't you have practiced?
Oh, I would honestly have your son train me, because I don't think I could throw a baseball for crap.
That's wild.
Yeah, they've asked us to do that when we were doing Skeeters games before, and I did it one time in my life at a Rice game, and I tried to throw like a real pitch, and so I like side-armed it in there as hard as I could, and it just skipped off the home plate. But it had some zip on it.
See, I'd love to do it, but again, I would have somebody. I would make somebody work with me at least a couple weeks.
But that was
I've thrown out a couple at the Round Rock Express games when I was in Austin, and I always had strikes, and then I did one at the Skeeters game high and outside. So it was certainly a ball. It wasn't like the catcher didn't like have to, you know,
come out of his stance.
No, he did have to. He rose up a little bit. It wasn't great, but he didn't like it. Didn't go over his head or something crazy. That's your real fear is
right.
you're gonna leave the ball 2-3 feet short. That's the worst thing that can happen, I think.
And that's why you tend to overthrow it.
Yeah, the second worst thing that can happen though is you throw it over the catcher's head. But although now I see Dr. Fauci and like. Maybe the worst thing is you throw it halfway up the first baseline. That's not great.
That's worse than the other two. I honestly, if I did it now, it would basically look like an ephus. I would just throw it way up in the air and just try to get it to the catcher. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. We'll go to Twitch now.
The Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and the Yankees are going to win the World Series. They're already up, what, 2-0? Is that what it is?
Yep.
It's going to stay nil for a while because I've been watching, so much soccer lately, which I'm not allowed to talk about. So Yankees up 2-0 in the first inning. Who homered there, Aaron?
I'll have to look at.
Okay.
I saw him trotting around the bases and didn't actually notice a number.
Yeah, I'm not really watching. I just looked up and saw, you know, the little home run sign at the top and Yankee running around the bases. So, yeah, here we are, not even at the end of the first inning, and we can declare the Yankees world champions. So, yeah, I hope you draft whoever it was that hit the home run for the Yankees. You'll be in first place automatically. So, yeah.
Oh, and now Scherzer's out of the inning.
Yeah.
Who hit it?
I don't know. I just looked up and saw a guy circling
Judge
the bases.
Judge or Stanton?
It had to be Stanton. Okay. It had to be one of those two.
Well, yeah. That's one of 60. I think he's going to hit one per game this year. Imagine that. You hit one per game and you don't break the record.
Yeah. That would be pretty. That would suck. You wouldn't be close.
No.
You wouldn't even be in the ballpark.
Not even there.
So he asks, how's the home gym going, Fred? I'm on back order. The place I ordered from, I think they're like 3 months behind on production now. So I may have to find an alternative because I don't know if I want to wait that long. Even though I've already paid for it, I'm pretty sure I could get a refund. But yeah, Space goes, I hate the Yankees, but the Red Sox are insufferable.
I always hated Red Sox more than Yankee.
Yeah.
Because at least the Yankees own what they are. Like the Red Sox, up until they won that title, they acted, and even when they did win the first title, they acted like they were this lovable loser underdog story. When the reality was, they were calling the Yankees the evil empire. They had the second highest payroll in baseball. So
they just weren't good enough to win.
Yeah. They were just a team that spent tons and tons of money and just sucked. There's nothing cute about that. Like the Royals winning the World Series that's a cute story. The Rays when they got close, it's like, oh wow, they're like the 31st payroll or 29th payroll in the league. And they got pretty close. So it's like, that's a good story. The Red Sox like suffering for years and years because they had incompetent management. That's not cute.
No,
it's not lovable.
And plus, Boston fan acts like they're supposed to win everything. Now, this last Red Sox team that won, I kind of like the players. They had some players that I really enjoyed. So I couldn't I didn't really hate that they won. And the Patriots are just so freaking dominant that it's hard to be mad at them. But I hate the Celtics. I hate everything about the Celtics, the stupid green uniforms, the stupid logo. And I really hate the freaking Boston Bruins because – they beat the Maple Leafs every year. And plus, you look at their uniforms. I hate the Bruins and the Celtics. How's that?
Okay.
And I don't really like the Red Sox. And I used to hate all Boston fan. And then after the marathon bombing, I kind of, I warmed to them. Because, that was horrible. But I don't like their team. So it's that whole East Coast, we're better than you thing. And at least the Yankees are better than you.
Right.
So, good question from 281. Was working late yesterday, so missed what are the odds. But with the short season, what are the odds someone makes a real run at a .400 batting average?
I mean, it's much more likely than it would be otherwise, because we've seen people flirting with that at the 60-game mark before.
Yeah.
I still think it's unlikely. Just the way baseball's played these days, you're going to have less and less guys who are hitting for high average because everybody wants to hit bombs.
You would need Ichiro in his prime or Tony Gwynn in his prime. Guys who are always looking to just put the ball in play.
Yeah.
But, even Altuve, I think, is trying to hit home runs. So, I don't know, man. I think it's a... If it happens, it's going to be somebody that none of us talk about. It'll be some guy who just goes on a tear and keeps going.
Yeah.
So, but I think it'll, I don't know. I do think you'll see some statistical oddities. I kind of feel like the pitchers are going to be behind here early. So the opportunity exists for somebody to get off to a ridiculous start.
Yep.
713-780 ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And or you can get on that Twitch channel, comment there. Still got 100 people in there, which is good. So are Jason and Patrick doing the Twitch thing too?
They did it a little bit. It kind of tailed off in the last couple segments yesterday, but for the first hour they were definitely talking to people.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I mean, I don't know that they have to do it the whole show. I think I'll do it the whole show just because why the hell not? But, it's an interesting deal, and I'm glad we're doing it. Glad Josh pushed for this. And it's been interesting 2 days.
Yep.
And
It's fun. I think it gives us a little bit of a – it gives us some extra interaction that you're not getting at other stations, and that's the whole point is I want to I want our station to do things that the other guys aren't doing. I want to be ahead of the game on them. So. Yeah.
And I can drop F-bombs on there.
You can.
Which I don't mind. So since we won't be here, let's do the – what is your prediction for your Astros this year? I'm getting the impression that you were going
to – I think
you
were going to have make the playoffs.
Okay. You were going to have them missing the playoffs until it expanded to 16.
No, I think with 16, I think they're safe. No, I think they'll win the division. I think they're the best team in that division. I mean, I think Oakland's decent. I keep hearing maybe Seattle could be good, but I look at their roster and I have no idea how they could be good. So I'm not buying into them.
You say every year you think Seattle could be good, and every year I say I think the Rangers could be good. So I'm going to say again this year I think the Rangers could surprise.
I don't know. I don't think they're. I think the A's are the only other decent team in that division. So I don't think Seattle's going to be good. I don't know how. I don't know how people are saying that given the build of their roster. It looks pretty horrible.
I mean, the Angels spent a bunch of money, can't they?
Yeah, well, I'll believe that when I see it.
Although, I guess Rendon's not ready for the start of the season.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is their five-man rotation on the Rangers. There's not a donkey on here. Corey Kluber, Mike Minor, Lance Lynn, Kyle Gibson, Jordan Lyles.
They have, like, six number three starters.
Five number three starters. Oh. Yeah, but, I mean, that's better than having five. Oh, somebody else just hit a home run for...
Oh, Garrett Cole, what a bum.
What a waste of money. I'll be with Creighton, I'll be saying. What a waste of money.
Who was that?
Garrett Cole.
I'd be eating.
Oh, yeah. Way to start off right.
He should have been a Dodger.
Adam Eaton also on pace for 60 home runs.
Oh, man. Braddock says... Chipper Jones was the last player to hit over 400 in the first 60 games.
Okay. Yeah, that's not happening anymore.
Yeah. Oh, boy. And everybody happy to see Garrett Cole give up a home run.
Are they?
Don't be bitter. Don't be bitter, guys. It's not his fault the Astros didn't win the World Series. It's A.J. Hinch's.
Well, it's also, I mean, it's not his fault that the Yankees offered more money.
Well, the guy always wanted to be there. Listen, lifelong dream for me to live in Toronto. If Toronto wants to pay me a whole bunch of money to come up there, I'll be there.
They won't, though, because you're not Canadian.
Oh, geez.
Isn't that the rules there?
Well, it makes it difficult because of the Canadian content law, which I think is a good law.
That's a stupid law.
It totally. Well, but if you go look at per capita, how many good bands have come out of there, how many actors, how many comedians. I mean, that's what's created it, but... Yeah, if I went and sat out for a year, it'd be fine. But the thing is, I'm this old. I don't really have a year to waste at this point. I don't really want to sit out for a year. Because when I do move up there, I'm just gonna write and play poker, and I don't need to work. But if I could somehow work, if they can get you a special dispensation thing, if somebody wanted to do that and pay me a bunch more money, I'd be there tomorrow. Or probably not tomorrow because I still can't get in the country. But I'd be there in a few months whenever they open the border up again.
All right.
Did they ever figure out what to do with the Blue Jays?
Last I saw, they're still talking with the Orioles to use Camden Yards.
Yeah, Camden Yards, I guess. Tampa, Dunedin, where their spring training is, and Buffalo seem to be the contenders. Or just play every game on the road.
That seems like the easiest thing.
Yeah, it kind of does. All right, guys, I have to tell you about my bookie. And if you want to get in on this baseball, that's the place to get your action going. And it's here, man, opening day. You got another game later. You got live betting right now if you want to get in on this one. I told you guys the over. I'd definitely be jumping on that. It's easy with mybookie.ag. You bet, you win. They're going to pay you. Up to the minute odds. And here you are. This is the time to get in. It's baseball now, NBA soon, NHL, and we are going to have football this year. That's a Fred Fowler guarantee, so now's the time to get in on it. And, you know, the cool thing is they're taking bets on everything.
And if you join today, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. Plus, they'll give you a free $10 MLB future wager. How about that? Better get in on that real quick. Just enter promo code radio when signing up. That's promo code radio. And, guys, the site is easy to navigate, easy to get money in and out of. I've been using it now for years, and it is one of my favorites. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.ag.
I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Actually, we never left if you were on Twitch.
That's right.
We were just asking Twitchers for some advice on something. What do you think?
I don't know. I hate to set the precedent. I normally don't like to do this, but we're extra interactive, and it's probably the last call I'll take for, you know, 4 days, five shows, whatever it is. I'm only missing four shows. Let's talk to Joe. Hello, Joe.
Sports. So, I know this is going to be a little bit of a stretch, but, you know, there's all kinds of talk about how they need more minority coaches in the NFL, and, you know, it's, they're trying to force it to be a certain percentage of them. But nobody ever says anything about a certain percentage of non-minorities playing football or basketball. Just throwing that out there. If the best players play, the other guys don't.
Well, the problem is, with coaches, the problem becomes it's a good old boy network. And if you work with this coach and you know this coach, usually you get hired. And it does seem like there's a lot of guys hiring their buddies. And sometimes it's not always necessarily the best guys getting jobs. We talked about last year, if the best coaches – like the best assistants all got head coaching jobs, Eric Bieniemy would be a head coach in the NFL, right?
I think so. I would trade Bill O'Brien and two first-round picks and a second for him.
So that's the thing. It's a little bit different because it isn't always necessarily merit-based. It's more relationship-based than the players are.
You shouldn't have taken that call.
Mistake.
I know. I just feel like that whenever somebody calls with some topic that has nothing to do with anything else the show's been about, it just brings the whole show down. There's always one. And yeah, I'm sure that is not an original take. You know, and I hope this other guy's better.
All right, Elliot. Hello, Elliot. Sports.
Yep.
Go, Elliot.
Rona and riots, fellas.
All right.
Got a question for you about this weekend's UFC card. So the main event, Darren Till and Robert Whittaker, I wanted to get your thoughts on it, AJ. I think it's going to be a pretty good contest. And my second question is, what do you think about Gus going up to heavyweight? If you've seen him, he's looking pretty heavy. Do you think that'll take away from his speed? Because he's always been known for his striking and smooth boxing for his size. So just want to get your take on those two
Okay. Yeah, I think Gus is going to look good at heavyweight. I think his game's going to translate fine, and I think he's getting a matchup with Verdum, who's a guy who is a little past the prime. And I think Gus is still younger, got some juice left in the tank. It's funny we forget about him, like he's suddenly no longer a big deal. But that guy was fighting for a title when he was very, very young. So I do think he'll look all right. The main event, I think that Robert Whittaker's got to get back on track. That dude has had his last three fights were 2 5-round just nightmarish wars with Yoel Romero, and then he got knocked out by Izzy Adesanya. So I think he's good enough that he's going to get back on track. He was actually supposed to fight back in March, and he said he didn't want to fight because he was burnt out. He was training so much. So maybe he took a little bit of time away, refocused. I think we'll get a good showing from him. I think Darren Till's good, but Darren Till, the only guy we've seen him fight at 185 is Kelvin Gastelum. And guess what? You know, everybody beats Kelvin Gastelum now, so it's not that big of a deal anymore.
Yeah, Pat in the 409 saw it coming. We all know that is an old argument. It's not even an argument. It's just an attempt to justify something is what it is. And, you know, and no, we're not taking the next one. I saw whose name that was. We're not taking that. You can just tell him there's no point in him staying on hold.
Oh, boy.
You know, look, I don't mind calls. I think there's times when they're really useful. And unfortunately for poor George who called in that time, it's not your right as an American to get on the show. I'm sorry. If it's not something that we want to talk about, we're not going to do it. I just kind of, you know, we hadn't taken a call and felt like, all right, let's try it. And it failed. Last one, not so bad. But, you know, that's one of the things, too, though, like in-depth UFC. 6:38. That's the first one, really?
Is that not good enough?
No, you had a really small one at 5:35.
Oh, okay. I missed it. So all I know is that like rattled my damn eardrums. I don't know. I don't even remember what the F I was talking about. Now you take the rest of the segment. I give up.
I don't know what we're
you just took my whole train of thought, so
you're welcome.
You need to come up with something.
You are welcome. And we've only got one. I mean, after this, we've got one segment left before we go on vacation.
Yeah.
Are you going to be playing video games?
I don't know what I'm going to be doing.
You should play video games live on Twitch. Build up our Twitch audience.
I might. You know, I'll probably. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do, man. I'm just taking some time off, and I'll figure it out. I'm not. I don't like making plans. I will do some cool stuff, some fun stuff. But it'll be, you know, it'll be socially distanced, whatever it is. And maybe I'll, you know, I'm thinking about getting on and playing some video games. I'm thinking about playing some online poker. I don't know. I just don't know what I'm going to do.
There's a lot of people that are, the things people are stealing right now. Did you see someone stole a 3-foot-tall, 40-pound dildo?
I did see that, yeah. I don't know what you'd use that for unless you're pleasuring an elephant.
No idea what you use it for. So that seems like a weird thing, and from a Vegas sex shop. So, I mean, it's clearly like some sort of a gag gift. But it is, I mean, what are you going to do with that thing? And then I hope
you don't sit on it.
A woman in New Hampshire is accused of stealing a $3,000 Pomeranian from a pet store. Michaela Cherishel, she's 22 years old. You're $22. What are you doing? I mean, you're 22 years old. What are you doing stealing a $3,000 dog?
And a Pomeranian. Who wants to own a Pomeranian?
I don't know.
You know who owns Pomeranians? Like really rich hot chicks that can put them in their purse?
Yeah.
That's who owns a Pomeranian.
And I got to be honest. What do I always say about women's eyebrows? And this is I've known this for a long time. I don't know what women's eyebrows are supposed to look like, but I know when they don't look right.
Ah.
That don't look right.
Well, she would not qualify as a hot chick with those eyebrows.
No.
I can tell you that.
I mean,
not even with a mask. See, now that's somebody a mask would hurt.
That's
because
I mean,
if that's all you see,
that's some of the worst eyebrows I've probably ever seen in my life, honestly.
Somebody says there's no such thing as a $3,000 dog. I hate to break it to you.
Oh, yes, there is.
If you want a purebred, I think the Dalmatian costs us $1,000
for
a purebred Dalmatian.
That's surprising.
So it wouldn't shock me if those things were three. And especially you start getting into some of those rare breeds. But, you know, so there's not enough lube in the world to justify that theft. I'm sure he was talking about the one before the dog. So, my roommate in college stole a coin-operated candy vending machine.
Why?
We were eating stale M&Ms for 6 months. Oh, man.
Maybe it's like you steal, like, I don't know, like when you were a kid, did you ever steal road signs?
No, the worst thing I did three things as a kid that got me in trouble. We did the drive around with a baseball bat and knock off mailboxes, which turns out it's a federal offense, and I didn't know that, but statute of limitations.
We did something very similar, but with a 12-gauge.
Okay.
Because it's way more fun than a baseball bat. I mean, like, they get torn apart. It's pretty cool.
The other thing I did that I got in trouble for was my dad's backyard had all these peach trees. Mm-hmm. So when we were little, we'd go and take the peaches and we'd throw them way up in the air. So when a car came by, we'd try to hit the car and we hit a car in the windshield. And so I got in trouble for that. And then I stole a bike once. And it wasn't for me. It was the guy who was getting me weed basically said he wouldn't get me more weed unless I stole a bike for him. And I got caught because I thought the guy's mom was gone. And I walk into the garage because everybody left their garage open, grab the bike, and she comes driving home from the supermarket.
Damn.
So I just put it back and say, sorry, I was going to borrow it. She didn't buy it, but I still got my weed at least.
Once again.
That's like 12 years old. It was just a dumb thing. But, you know.
It's what you get for smoking reefer when you were 12.
Well, yeah, no. Not sorry. Not sorry. I would not be the man I am today if I had not started smoking weed at the age of 9, 10, wherever it was. Your parents didn't really make, you know, they really watch you all the time. You'd go to other kids' houses, and the parents usually all of our parents worked, and a lot of them worked nights. So they kind of trusted us. Probably not the best idea.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who you can trust, though, and it's a great idea. My friends at New Breaks, and I've already had a couple people tell me that they've had great experiences with New Breaks. Here's what it is. They come to you, and right now, you don't need to be going out to an auto parts place to get your brakes fixed. Because you just stay at home. These guys will come and do it, and it's going to be cheaper. It's going to be easy, and you're going to get quality work. It's a mobile brake repair service, 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers on average. Certified, experienced brake technicians, premium brake parts, backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. You can get an instant online quote from their brake experts. And listen, these guys, they know that people get ripped off all the time when they go to get their car fixed. They didn't want to do that. All they want to do is get you a very good service. They provide a transparent, surprise-free quote before they even touch your vehicle. They social distance, and they're going to do it in your own home so you don't have to leave the house. Just go to newbrakes.com. That's NUBRAKES.com. And you mention us, 10% off your service. Newbrakes.com. Split it, hit it, split it, drill it, come on, miss it.
Hit it, split it, quit it. Set your clock and grab your jock.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Final segment of the week for us. But make sure you tune in tomorrow for Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock. And you know what? If you want to get a little preview, they'll be on in 12 minutes. So you can stick around and do that. So let's wrap things up the way we do on a Thursday with a little Hoffman on Hollywood.
Hey, were you a Yes fan?
No. That's a hard no.
Yes, no. Well, Yes has spent the last 15 years. A lot of people have been hoping that they were going to get back together for a reunion tour, but their guitarist told Rolling Stone that is a very unlikely proposition. I don't think the fans should stay up late nights worrying about that. There's just too much space out there between people. To be in a band together or even to do another tour like Union is completely unthinkable. He's referencing their 1990 LP and tour, where I guess Yes is divided up into two different factions of the band. Yeah. Kind of like when Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young split up, and they, like, two of them went one way and two of them went the other, and they kept working together, and then it was like, well, you guys just play together. And but they, those guys were like, F you, we're not doing it. These guys, apparently they're saying the same thing now. So they said they don't think they have the stamina to go through it again.
Well, I just had no interest in that band. Even though they were all fantastic musicians, the music was just soulless. It did nothing for me.
Do you remember in 2012 when Madonna got fined $1 million for violating a gay propaganda law in Russia?
No, I don't remember that. But
this was in St. Petersburg. The city had passed legislation prohibiting public displays of LGBTQ solidarity to minors. And it was adopted nationally in 2013. They really hate gays in Russia. But apparently, she never paid that $1 million. She faced a $10.7 million lawsuit from several groups as a result of the speech. She was also called a moralizing slut. The case was dismissed by a judge who ruled Madonna did not violate the law since concertgoers were required to be over the age of 18. Madonna said she had still received a $1 million fine for her speech, although it's unclear if it was related to this. She says, I was fined $1 million for supporting the gay community. I never paid. So, yeah, Madonna just breaking the law. Who would have thought? And it's still pretty illegal. There's gay concentration camps in Chechnya. Like, it's a pretty it's pretty rough over there on the old gays. And Corey Feldman, your favorite Corey, right?
That's the one that's still alive, right?
He is the one.
Corey Haim's the dead one.
He's the one who's got no lips and kind of,
okay,
his mouth is always real pursed up looking. I don't know why he does that.
He was one of the Frog Brothers in Lost Boys.
Yeah. He has repeatedly spoken about being sexually abused as a child star. And he has been on SAG's Sexual Harassment Committee for some time. Except he's not on that committee anymore. Care to guess why? He's been accused by multiple women of sexual harassment.
Yeah.
He says that he denies it, but he does. He stepped down on his own volition at the end of June. He's now claiming that the union president, Gabrielle Carteris, was purposely trying to oust him to weaken protection for child actors. He says, I believe she's trying to gaslight me, ignore children's rights and new contracts. So, you know, he denies it. They say, yes, it happened. I don't know who to believe, but I don't trust Corey Feldman. And Dennis Quaid gives us all something to work for. Dennis Quaid, by the way, who's 66 years old, looks good for
his age.
Yeah,
he still does. Randy, not so much.
No, Randy, and he's kind of just going off the deep end.
Yeah, the last I saw him, he was in Ottawa with a giant beard and gotten really fat and was hiding out.
Randy is actually turning into his character on the Vacation series.
Yeah.
Like he's becoming that guy. But Dennis Quaid, 66 years old, just eloped after their he had a planned Hawaiian ceremony. It was canceled due to COVID-19. His wife, Laura Savoy, 27 years old, 39-year age gap.
I got no problem with that. For one thing, he doesn't look that old. And you know what? He's an actor. You can pull that. Good for him. I'm.
God bless him.
Yeah. He's out there battling for all of us who can't do that.
It looks like he's had some work done. Because he's got a little bit of the Joker creases,
Maybe they get a load of me.
But the weird thing is when you get that work done, like they never get there's no way to get rid of old man neck, like when it starts to turkey neck and the gobblers hanging.
I don't know whatever the hell that was they did to what's his face the other day in that picture with his face skin all pulled back.
Yeah, maybe so.
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah. Rourke. Well, there you go. That's Hoffman on Hollywood, Fred.
You know, good for you, Dennis, out there doing the Lord's work. And I'm team Dennis Quaid. Unfortunately, I'm probably more in tune with Randy.
I mean, your next wife could be 27. You never know.
No, I know, because A, that's not going to happen, and B, well, if I were to be kicked to the curb, ain't a woman out there that's going to want to marry me after four and a half failures.
That's also true. Yeah. Although someone married you after 3 and a half.
Yeah, well, she was desperate at the time. So
she needed that citizenship.
Yeah. No, it wasn't that. Believe me, if she had a choice, she would not be here. But, oh, well, you know, if I were a betting man, and I am, then, well, never mind. I'd be betting on mybookie.ag. And, guys, baseball's off and running and being played right now. You got another game tonight. You want to get in and bet? Boom. And they've also – everything's coming back now. We got baseball's officially started. NBA, couple of days. NHL, a few more days. NFL's going to happen, man. So now is the time to get in. And if you've never bet online and you've been thinking about it, now's the time to take your chance. Because if you join today, MyBookie's going to match your first deposit 100%. Plus, they'll give you a free $10 MLB future wager, so you better get that now because that's about to be gone. Just enter promo code RADIO when you sign up. That's promo code RADIO. And, guys, if you're already signed up, just keep an eye on your email or your text because they're all the time giving you bonuses, giving you opportunities to make money, and they're back in a big way just like sports is back in a big way. MyBookie.ag, you bet. You win, they pay. Go to mybookie.ag today.
ESPN 97.5.